You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in. WVXU, in partnership with CET, is presenting American Graduate, an ongoing examination of the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. This morning, as part of the initiative, I'm speaking with Stephanie Bird, the executive director of Success by Six. And we're going to talk about not only what happens later in life, but what's so important in the early parts of life. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin with Success by Six. As we're talking about high school dropouts, here we're actually talking about the beginning
life.
And setting the basis there. How did Success by Six come about?
Success by Six came about around 2002, kind of in the aftermath of some of the difficulties we were having in Cincinnati following the civil unrest that happened here. And it was an effort by our community to understand that there are some root causes behind children experiencing success or lack thereof, and are wanting to really look at how we get children off to the best start possible in their education by looking at the early years and having a system in place to make sure that they're getting the kinds of experiences that are going to lead them to be successful in school.
And those early years are very important because there are studies, the N.E. Casey Foundation study that said if kids aren't reading to grade level by third grade, they are more apt to become a high school dropout. But even more important to set it up before third grade.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can't look at children as an individual increments of time. It's a continuum. But we do know that in the earliest years, from the birth to three age group, if they don't have a high-quality early learning environment in which their parents are educated and understand what their role is, then those children aren't developmentally on track. And so we really think it's important that children have access to home visiting services. If the parents don't have the skills or the understanding of what they should be doing at home to make sure that their child is developing on track and that they have the kinds of experiences at home that are going to lead to a more robust development. And so part of what we focus on is in the very early years, prenatal to three. Then we also look at what early learning environments children are in. You know, making sure that the out-of-home experiences that children have are high-quality experiences that aren't just ones where they're there kind of being monitored but not necessarily enriched. Mm-hmm. And so we look at how we encourage programs to assure that they are doing what's best for children's development and making sure that they're not just monitoring kids, but really helping them to grow and develop and learn. It doesn't mean that we want children behind desks in the early years. It means that the early learning experiences that they have to be ones that are intentional and focused on how we are building on what children need to know for kindergarten.
Well, as we're looking at what kids need for kindergarten, how are you judging how to help these kids? What does help in their developmental years?
Great question. There are a number of studies that really speak to what children need. And our goal is to look at the whole child. You can't just look at their cognitive development. You have to look at what their physical development is, their health, whether or not they have the social and emotional strength that they need to be successful, and that whole child approach to a child developing and growing and being prepared for kindergarten. But intersecting with that is having a parent who's engaged, who understands that they are their child's best teacher, and has the wherewithal to really provide the kinds of supports that children need. And not every parent has that. Not every parent knows that. And so our goal is to make sure that they understand what it is they need to know and how they can get the resources that they need if they don't have them. We also know that environments are important. And so being in many of our children are in childcare. And if you've seen one childcare program, you've seen one childcare program. So it's understanding how you create a standard among childcare programs that takes out the buyer beware kind of component that parents often are dealing with because they don't know really what's going on behind the walls of that beautiful program, but where teachers don't necessarily have an understanding of early childhood development, aren't necessarily looking at the individual child, but rather, you know, kind of a cookie cutter approach to all children in the classroom. So, you know, understanding what their ability is to meet the needs of the individual child.
So exactly how does Success by Six do this? This is educating not only the children, but the parents as well.
It is. Now, we are a movement. Our goal is to improve awareness of why it's important, to bring attention to the fact that if we pay attention to the early years, we're more likely to get it right in the early years of elementary school and beyond, but then to work to create a better system so that it takes the guessing game out for parents, so that as they have young children, they are naturally experiencing services that will help their child get prepared for kindergarten. And so, for example, parents who are in greatest need, making sure that they have access to home visiting or supports that are going to educate them about being their child's best teacher. Parents who are selecting childcare, making sure that those programs are quality rated so that when they're buying childcare, they know that the program has a level of quality that will help their child be prepared for kindergarten. Our work is geared towards making sure that that system is in place so that parents will encounter the kinds of supports and services that they need that will assure them that that their children are going to be prepared for kindergarten.
Well, you mentioned that it's kind of a movement, and this is a national effort by the United Way. It's not just right here in our community.
That's exactly right. United Way started in this community. There are 300-plus similar efforts going on, probably more, across the country under different names, but certainly under the United Way banner. United Way has the focus on education, income, and health. Surprisingly, they all kind of connect to a child being successful and ready for kindergarten. But we are looking around the country at what's working and not trying to reinvent the wheel. I mean, we know as a country what works. We know that home visiting is important. We know that quality early learning experiences is important. We know that engaged parents is important. We just don't have the resources, nor do we have the national understanding as a country that these are important to elevate what we're doing for young children to make sure that we are addressing these issues early on so they've got the foundation for success in school.
Now, a lot of these issues are very difficult to change quickly as it goes along. In the years Success by Six has been working here in Cincinnati, what has been learned and what is working well?
Great question. Well, we have seen a gradual increase in the number of children that are prepared for kindergarten. Roughly a 30% increase since we started tracking this back in 2005. So a fairly significant, steady increase. And what we owe that to is great partners who are really focused on making a difference. For example, we work very closely with Cincinnati Public Schools. They understood that there are children in their preschool program who are teetering on the verge of not being prepared. And so working with them, we implemented a program called Summer Bridge to help those children who are right on the cusp of not being ready to get over that hump so that by the time they arrived in kindergarten, they were on par with their peers who were ready or beyond. So, you know, a little bit of an innovative kind of approach to understanding where children are and getting them over the hump of not being prepared. It's looking at what teachers need to know about kindergarten readiness. Child care programs are well-intended, but they don't necessarily know what it takes for to improve an individual child's progress. A lot of that comes down to having data, helping them conduct assessments to see where children are, using that data to change what they're doing in the classroom for that individual child, and then monitoring whether or not that worked. And so we've done some work with probably a couple of dozen child care programs to help them understand where children are, intervene based on the data that they have for those children, and then monitor how that child continues to progress while they're in their program. So there are a lot of things that have to happen on the ground where children are. Home visiting, making sure that more families have access to home visiting, either for prenatal to the three-year-old time frame, or children who've not had preschool, making sure that they have home visiting in the 3 to 5 age group as a just-in-time strategy to get them ready for kindergarten.
A lot of work, but an important foundation that
Absolutely.
Has to be laid.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Stephanie Bird, the Executive Director of Success by Six, the United Way program. You can learn more about Success by Six and the American Graduate Initiative by visiting our website, wvxu.org. American Graduate's a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.